Hello and welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Markets seem a bit soft today, Tim. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot to have grabbed hold of this morning. Obviously, over in Germany, Merkel. You've got obviously Mugabe over in Zimbabwe. Bitcoin breaking through 8,000. There are lots of headline news, but the market's just a touch jittery. One would suggest maybe ahead of the budget release later on in the week, and general tentativeness in the run up to Christmas.
And you mentioned, obviously, the budget this week, Mr. Hammond's first autumn budget. Any particular stocks or sectors to be looking out for ahead of that budget statement?
Well, it's interesting because the chatter in the papers has been two core areas to focus on. Firstly, the self-employed, and secondly, the property sector, building more and more houses, etc., etc. So, any news there maybe jumped on by investors to the positive. Obviously, there is a massive desire to build housing. There was a bit of a snipe at the home builders for banking their land and just waiting and getting as much reward as they can from the government. But again, it's a case of you're going to be buying the fact and buying the opportunity, as opposed to, for me, as opposed to trying to second guess. As I say, the key, obviously, the self-employed is a real attack on the high earners potentially. But again, it's a wait and see mentality across the board, one would suggest.
And as we said at the top, the stock market's a little bit quiet. We've got Thanksgiving this week as well, which will obviously curtail some of the volumes that we'll see, certainly towards the end of the week with the US. Is there anything else, though, that's jumping out and things that investors should be aware of this week?
Well, again, I don't see any real economic data coming out to get excited about in terms of companies reporting. There's nothing really that exciting. I suppose it's McCall's last hurrah at EasyJet, which maybe want to look out for. But other than that, you know, you've got a lot of opportunity on numbers. Don't get me wrong, but there's also a lot of companies in real dire straits. Obviously, I note Carillion on Friday, a slight sort of push higher after the shock warning. Was it really a shock? But again, there's a bit of buyer's appetite this morning for it. But again, that seems to have steadied. So it's a case of with markets having pulled back a couple of hundred points on the UK, you've got to really look through the statements to see exactly where the opportunity may be. There is plenty of value out there, but at the moment I'm very cautious on putting too much long exposure on.
Understood. Well, in the meantime, Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy your trading week.
Thank you.